This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good afternoon. It is a very husky voice, Pete Dillon, with you today to take you through until 2 o'clock here on Cravings on Joy 94.9. We're talking festivals, Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, Taste of Melbourne, all that and more coming up with me until 2 o'clock. Stick with me. Yes, we are talking cravings because we do every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Hello, I'm Pete Dillon, taking you through until 2 o'clock. It is a lovely day here in Melbourne, and I'm sure it will improve. I'm looking forward to some sunshine over the next few days, which means I can get out and check out some beer gardens and rooftops and things like that. Today we're going to take a little wander through some festivals here in Melbourne. One of the most important festivals that happens every year in food, of course, the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. And for 17 days in March, we will be inundated with a theme this year of Earth. Sorry, this festival of Earth in 2013. For anyone that knows anything about the 2012 festival, the theme was fire. There are some incredible chefs and industry people coming into Melbourne from far away, from France, from South America, but also from locally. We're going to look at some of the talents of our very own chefs that we may occasionally overlook. So I'm going to be speaking today with Ricardo Momesso, who is the executive chef at Sati Restaurant. And that's just quite literally, I could speak to that restaurant from this level 9 here at Joy 94.9. Rick's going to talk us through A Perfect Match, which is one of the events that he's doing for the festival. Also today, I will speak to Adam. Adam is from Hot House, and Adam's going to talk us through the 2012 Taste of Melbourne Festival, which happens in just a few weeks right here in very, very beautiful Albert Park. Normally, this festival is held indoors, and it has been held in the past at the Melbourne Exhibition Centre at Carlton, and also right here in the city. But today we're going to discover why it's moved to an outdoor festival at Albert Park and what that may offer for you, the consumer, in 2012 at this festival. We're also hoping to chat to somebody from Toast to the Coast. That's a festival happening in Geelong. If those things don't happen, we might be having a lot of music about wine, I think. We will have some music to kick off, of course, but before we do that, I need to hear from you. 0427-JOY949 is the number on which you can send a text message. 0427-569-949. You can email onair@joy.org.au. You can phone 1300-JOY949 and speak to one of the lovely folk on our desk. I think Mushin is still sitting there. I might be wrong. Or you can send a tweet to cravings_joy949. A couple of things I want to know from you today. What would you like to see Melbourne celebrate? We've got a wonderful dining food culture. Shall we be celebrating the humble hamburger? Tell us what you would like to see Melbourne celebrate. And tell us where you're listening, because I know that a lot of you listen from outside of Melbourne. There are people in, for example, Dunkeld who listen. There are people who listen in Indonesia and Vietnam. So I'd love to hear from you today to know where you're listening and what you think Melbourne should celebrate, because we are an extraordinarily wonderful city. We might have a bit of a song to kick off. This is a remake of one of my very favourite songs from one of my very favourite bands. The band is called Nouvelle Vague. And they do covers of other people's music. And this particular cover is the cover of a track from New Order, which is Blue Monday. I do hope you enjoy it, because I intend to be singing here in the studio. It's 9 minutes past one here on Joy 94.9. This is Cravings. My name is Pete Dillon. I'm with you until 2 o'clock.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, I do apologise about that. I'm doing too many things at once. This is Cravings here on Joy 94.9. My name is Pete Dillon, taking you right through until 2 o'clock, when those lovely lads from Fenderbenders will come in and join you and rev you through until 3 o'clock. You'll pardon my very poor attempts at puns today. From the 15th to the 18th of November, Melbourne's premier spring food festival, which sees up to about 25,000 people each year, takes place in a new venue. In the past, we've seen it at the Exhibition Centre in Carlton, in the Carlton Gardens. This year, it moves to Albert Park and the beautiful Pelican Lawn, running for 4 days in November. Publicity manager for that very festival is Adam. Adam, good afternoon.
Hey, Pete, how are you? Wow, you just did my job for me.
That's... I'm here to please, mate. I'm here to please. Let's talk about the festival. First of all, why it's moved from its usual venue to Albert Park.
Well, I think, Pete, I mean, Tate festivals are a global sort of event series now. You know, we're across everywhere from London to Amsterdam, Johannesburg, and then Paris next year, and of course in Sydney as well, and they're all outdoors. So it's moving in line with the rest of the festivals, and I think it really sort of, you know, is important to sort of create that festival atmosphere outdoors. So we're really excited to sort of be in a new space with much more space, which means, you know, big, beautiful builds, and, you know, there'll be amazing sort of bar areas, and like, it just gives a lot more room to move, and I think the people will really enjoy the atmosphere outdoors this year.
Now, there's going to be there's a stack of things happening in those outdoor spaces. There is a taste kitchen, which has a raft of, well, you can say very, very well-known chefs who are taking part in that. So this is an outdoor kitchen?
That's great. So it's the Bertolli Taste Kitchen. So it's a chance for people to get up close and personal with their favourite chefs, you know, just doing what they do best, like creating amazing food and sort of walking through people, you know, like step by step. So people like Matt Preston and John Lawson from Mr. Hive Kitchen and Bar will be in there, Justine from MasterChef. I mean, it's just one of many things. There'll also be the Chef's Gallery as well, which is where our international guest Nuno Mendes will be. Sort of in a much more intimate atmosphere, so about around sort of 20 people, and as well as a host of other chefs as well, and as well as all the head chefs from all the restaurants that are featuring at Taste.
We have I wanted to talk about some of the incredible talents that will be here that are also very good mates of this program. And I think if I go through the program, Frank Kimura, we've met him on here. Justin Wise, we've met. Justin's from, of course, the Point at Albert Park. Matt Wilkinson's a very regular commentator. Philippa Sibley was only here a few weeks ago. Scotty Eddington, we've met. Tony Twitch, it's a good mate of ours. Donovan Cook, and so forth and so on. I mean, there's a massive lineup of chefs. How did you guys put it all together?
I think we sort of wanted to have a little bit of a breath of fresh air in terms of the restaurants again this year, and we sort of approached the most exciting and the most popular, and like, because it's all about, you know, getting in a taste of the restaurants that are like impossible to get into. Like, I mean, Mama Cita was one that we really pursued, because, you know, it's almost impossible to get a table there unless you rock up at 5:30 on the dot.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but I'm not standing in a queue up and down a mile of stairs. And hello to the good folk at Mama Cita, because it is an incredibly good restaurant. But I don't queue, Adam, so it's good that people can get along and actually start to meet some of the faces and names behind the restaurants that they frequent as well.
Absolutely, because there's such amazing stories behind a lot of the restaurants as well. Like people like Jesse Gurner from the Aylesbury Restaurant and Rooftop, you know, he grows a lot of his beautiful organic heritage and sustainable products in his own backyard in Northcote, and then, you know, brings them down to the Aylesbury as well. And so there's like a lot of really amazing story, amazing people there as well. I mean, we're really excited to be working with a lot of the head chefs, and I mean, a lot of the unions. I mean, they're just such lovely human beings, so we're really lucky.
And then, of course, there are, it's not just food, there are wine events that are happening there as well.
Correct. So the Plum Wine Theatre will be one of the hubs where people can get an amazing taste of, you know, what Australian foreign wines have to offer. And of course, there'll be, among the 100 exhibitors that will be at Taste, will be a series of wine exhibitors from Victoria, Australia and beyond as well. So there's a massive selection there as well. And of course, there's also a lot of spirits present at Taste as well. Synthology mm-hmm. will be there, of course. That's been really popular in the past. That's brought to by Bacardi. And of course, they'll be on site, you know, helping people create amazing cocktails. Contro will also be there as well, recording cider. You know, the list goes
there's,
on.
There's an extraordinary raft of taste. Now, there's a couple of mates of ours, Nick Stock and Matt Skinner, will be in that Plum Wine Theatre and bringing you some information. Nick's probably Nick is a highly respected wine critic, has a high profile. He's a wine maker, so he's able to talk from the hip. Likewise, Matt Skinner, who I believe is about to become far more familiar to people as, I think, the face of Dan Murphy's, if my memory serves me correct.
Yeah, so I think there'll be a real hub of expertise on site, and you know, along with these people and the head chef, there's so much brain power there. So there's such a learning opportunity at Taste as well as such an amazing opportunity to try all the incredible food on offer.
Now, the other thing that that is a good thing that must be a part of the festival is the sustainable living segment of the festival. There's you know, we've been trying to talk about healthy and eco-friendly living and all of those things over the years, but you're putting it into practice this year. Now, who are Dirty Girl Kitchens?
So Rebecca Sullivan, who is a lovely, lovely woman, who is, you know, the managing director of Dirty Girl Kitchen, will be presenting the Sustainable Living Garden, and there will also be a series of workshops and restaurants going through there. So that's where the lovely Matt Wilkinson will be present, through Blue Ducks, and also, and of course, Pope Joan Bishop of Ostia will be in there, as well as Josie Bones, so Chris Budnotch as well. So, yeah. That's a real, I think, you know, sustainability is such, you know, it's such part of the food zeitgeist at the moment. So it's really important that we sort of reflected that in the lineup. And as well, another large feature is the Malaysia Kitchen as well, which is brought to you by Po from MasterChef fame. So there'll be an amazing series of Malaysian restaurants featured there, as well as a really beautiful Malaysian market as well. So people will be able to buy produce and, of course, try all the amazing Malaysian cuisine.
Which is always a good thing, because the more we learn about cuisine, and Malaysian cuisine is so diverse, it's absurd. Now, of course, people can get there by public transport because it's very, very easy to access this year.
That is correct. Yes, we always encourage people to go by public transport to Albert Park. You can even ride one of the Taste-branded trams to Albert Park as well. Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it's all about, you know, sort of embracing the outdoors. So, and a part of that is, you know, tapping into the amazing public transport network that is available in Melbourne.
Have you spoken to anybody about the weather?
Well, you know what? I think if Taste can be outdoors in London, that it can be outdoors in Melbourne is my mentality. So, of course, we'll be there'll be a lot of coverage as well. Like every, it's sort of like almost like a polo atmosphere there. So everything will be, you know, under marquees and enclosed. So, you know, if the weather does take a slight turn for the worst, as our fair city sometimes tends to do.
If you don't like the weather in Melbourne, wait 10 minutes, it will change. That is that is my mantra. I've got guests down here from Darwin at the minute, and they're like, oh, my God, where's the sun?
Well, you know, they didn't write Four Seasons in one day about any other city.
No, they did not. Now, you've actually opened my eyes a little bit that this is part of a larger series of events. So Taste of Melbourne, which we've known for some time. There is Taste of Edinburgh, there's London, there's Dublin, and there's Amsterdam, as well as Sydney, and Taste of Christmas. Where is Taste of Christmas held?
Taste of Christmas? Gosh, I'm not actually sure.
Caught you.
You've actually caught me out on that one, because my mind is just so focused on Taste of Melbourne at the moment. But I just know that Paris is happening next year as well.
Right.
So that's, you know, a really exciting venture for us. So
when's Paris?
Paris will be in 2013.
Right. So we've already got Sydney, which happens in March, of course, Amsterdam in May, Dublin in June, London in June, and Edinburgh in July.
Correct.
So we should
all over the world, and don't forget Johannesburg as well. So.
Well, that's not on my list either. When is Johannesburg?
I believe that is March as well, off the top of my head.
So I could essentially follow these festivals around the world and just eat and eat and eat, couldn't I?
Oh, absolutely. You can eat your way through the world, and I do not mean by speaking to China.
Don't worry, it's been attempted before. You're not saying anything that hasn't been said, Adam. So now tell us, if people want to know more, they can log onto the website. What is the web address?
Tasteofmelbourne.com.au, and also we have our Facebook page as well, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We're across all these lovely things. So please, if you would like more information and look into our special deals, and also sign up to our newsletters, because there's always amazing offers ahead of November 15.
Right, so people can keep up to date. Adam, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'll let you get back to doing work and getting this festival organised. that's Adam from Hot House. He is the publicity manager for the Taste of Melbourne Festival for 2012, happening in Albert Park from the 15th to the 18th of November. It really is a wonderful opportunity to get along and to meet some of the chefs behind these restaurants that we know and love, and also to check out what the trends are in food in Melbourne. Matt Wilkinson, who, as I've said before, is a great buddy of this program and is very well known to many of you. It gives you a chance to go and actually put a face to some names, to go and say hello and to find out what it is that makes Melbourne tick so very, very well in the food area. I'd still like to hear from you, 0427 JOY 949. That's the SMS. Send me a text message. Tell me where you're listening, what you're doing, and what Melbourne should celebrate. 0427 569 949 is the SMS. You can email onair@joy.org.au. You can phone 1300 JOY 949. Speak to Heath sitting on the front desk, or you can send a tweet to cravings_joy949. Tell me where you're listening, and what your weekend holds for you, food wise. Don't forget, you can ring 1300 JOY 949 and become a member of this very wonderful organisation. Family from $96, a full member from just $72, concession membership from $36, under 18s from $22, or if you are a business, you may have an opportunity to have something that's tax deductible at $165. It keeps our wonderful station going. Also, once you go to our webpage, if you go to joy.org.au, click on the programs tab and you'll be able to look at all the programs, the wonderful array of programs we have here on Joy 94.9. And most of them have podcasts. So if you don't get a chance to listen to Joy all the time and there's something you're interested in, you can go and have a look at any of those program pages, check out their podcasts, download them, and listen to those at your leisure. It's 26 minutes past one here on Joy 94.9. This is Cravings taking you through to the Fender Bender Boys at 2 o'clock. We might have a few messages and another track, and we'll come back and talk about the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, speaking specifically with Riccardo Mimesso from Sati. It's 26 past one.
Joy 94.9.
That was the Dixie Chicks with Landslide, cover of the Fleetwood Mac track that was so wonderfully done by Stevie Nicks. It's 28 minutes to two here on Joy 94.9. I did promise you Italians, and so it shall continue. From the 1st to the 17th of March 2013, my idea of Christmas rolls into Melbourne in the guise of the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, a wonderful celebration next year that's going to look at the theme of the Earth. Part of that is an event called Perfect Match, which is a wonderful sort of gathering of perfect matches between beverages and food. And, well, one of those is a... Oh, look, let's just talk to him. Riccardo Mimesso from Sati. Good afternoon.
Pete, how you going?
Mate, I'm really, really well. How are you?
Nice little remix for Landslide, eh?
Yeah, look, it's a beautiful track as it is. And the Dixie Chicks do quite a good job.
Yeah, she did a lovely job.
All of my music today is all covers, so it's all very nice to muck around with that. Now, let's talk about, first of all, the whole idea of Earth for the festival is fantastic. We saw fire earlier this year as sort of the theme that ran through the festival in 2013. We're looking at Earth, and you've got an event happening. There's a 9th and 10th of March next year. There is this thing called the Perfect Match, and you have a little gig with a fellow by the name of Matt Fowles.
That's right.
A talented winemaker. He is.
Yeah, he's a great winemaker, and he produces the perfect wine for most game. Yeah.
So this is you guys have a bit of a passion together for sort of that whole hunter-gatherer thing, you're eating and drinking as well as living off the land. So you're putting together this event, which is, talk us through it. What's the focus of your session?
I think our session is going to involve obviously things that come from the earth, mm-hmm. And obviously some game. So we're going to talk about wild mushrooms, pine mushrooms, the slippery jacks, all those wild fungus that we can now find in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And also wild greens like stinging nettle, chimadirabe, and just wild herbs that can also be found in and around Melbourne. Wild aniseed or wild fennel pollen that you can sometimes find along the old railway tracks that are used, or finding creek beds and things like that that people are starting to take more note of.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously with the main focus will probably be game, because we both have a passion for that, and most of it's going to be on what the Australians tend to call vermin.
Roadkill.
Roadkill, exactly. Yeah.
Mate, what's you talk about stinging nettles and that sort of stuff. A lot of those people who are listening at home, that can be quite confronting, the thought of eating stinging nettles and all of that. And it's in the last few years, probably more so than before, that we're seeing a return to very old traditions of sort of harvesting those non-traditional food items that we would call non-traditional, but have in fact been eaten for millennia.
Yeah, I think people are a bit weary of them because it's new. When something's new, everyone's a little bit taken back by it.
Mm.
And, especially in Australia, but saying that Europeans and Asians, any race have been collecting all those sorts of wild pickle green for centuries. You know, some were used for remedies. You know, my parents used to get the stinging nettles, boil it, and give us the water because, you know, it had high in iron and vitamins and minerals and things like that.
So some nice healing properties in some of those things that we think are very new but are in fact actually, like I said, millennia old.
Yeah, and actual healing properties, it's more like a soothing sort of food, and because we're a bit more health conscious, it hasn't had any pesticides, no Roundup's been sprayed on them. And things like that, you know, just natural. And I think we should all start to head back that way. Sometimes, Pete, you need to go back to go forward.
Yeah, we do. Mm.
Yeah, so look back at what we used to do, take what we need from that, and try and use it, you know, in 2013 in some way.
Mm.
I do believe we've got to move in time, but also you have to sort of, there's that conundrum of going back and forward that, you know.
Well, there's no such thing as a new idea when it comes to food either, is it? Because there's every chance that the combination of, you know, the first person who thought to put garlic, zucchini and mushrooms together probably thought that it would have had a great big eureka moment, but it had probably been done thousands of times around the world in a slightly different guise.
Yes, exactly.
Mate, yeah. some of the people were very excited. I'm just going to play a couple of minutes of the masterclass promo, because it really does get people inspired. And I'll come back and I'll talk to you about a couple of the people that are coming that you'll know. Rick Momesso is my guest. He's the executive chef at Sati. We'll be back with him in a second. But this is a little bit about the 2013 Masterclass Festival.
I think one of the big trends you see around the world in the last 5 years has been a kind of stepping back to the earth.
There used to be a saying, if you didn't catch it or grow it yourself, know the bloke who did.
We're connected to the soil, we're connected to the land, and that's why earth is such an important theme for the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival to touch on.
It's actually so simple that sometimes we need to go back to simple to think about what's actually growing. 90% of the flavour, energy and work is actually here in that root system.
I think that's an inspiration to a lot of the chefs who are cooking now, and it's an inspiration to a lot of diners. They want to know where their food came from.
It's this whole idea that when you taste something that comes from a region, it should reflect that region.
Those people that are really looking after the soils are making tastier vegetables.
I love Masterclass. Masterclass is an extraordinary experience. I've eaten the food of many of the world's great chefs without leaving my hometown and learned how they do it.
This central theme of Earth has drawn together a really eclectic group of people. And you've got chefs from Mexico City, from Lima, from Canada, from Charleston, from Parma, from Paris, all who share a similar ethos about the importance of what comes from the ground.
I always love to see what the Scandinavians are up to, and Magnus Nilsson is the Bear Grylls of chefs. He has a remote restaurant in Sweden.
This is a guy who lives in the woods, and what you eat reflects what's in the woods.
I'm also interested in seeing Enrique Olvera from Mexico City, who really takes Mexican traditional cuisine into new areas.
And he's a gentleman that's gone back and really realised what the earth is to him.
Let's speak Figurelli from Parma, setting up the whole of his property as a big farm so he can control exactly the quality of what he puts on the plate. Ben Shuri, who's involved in the Earth Masterclass, is another great example of someone who's really trying to look at what we eat and why we eat and trying to give us a true Australian cuisine.
I'm really excited about Matt Wilkinson. edit that one out.
Food festival is like going to foodie university.
It allows you to sit down and listen to what the greatest chefs in the world are doing and what they're thinking about food.
You can have a chin wag with them, you can ask them for their cooking tips, you can watch them enjoy your city, and while the festival's on, the whole city comes alive.
That's a bit of a taste of what is coming forward to us in 2013 for the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival Masterclass. And Rick, I'm imagining you're a little excited about a couple of those guests, in particular Massimo Spigarelli from Parma in Italy. He's an incredible man. He calls himself the farmer chef. He's from Antica Corte Pallavicina in Parma, and he's a producer and farmer and chef. He's just got this wonderful philosophy about food.
Yeah, he has. I think he produces some of the best culatello in all of Italy, which is...
What is culatello?
Culatello comes from the rump. So it's a cured bit of the rump that they use, and they cure it with wine. I'm not sure what type of wine. And to obviously get the best possible culatello, you need the best possible animals. Beef, it's from cows, so.
Yep. Also coming out, and one of the three people I'm really excited about is from Centro Ristorante in Lima, Peru, is Virgilio Martinez. This guy is a former pro skateboarder, and he's now quite the thinking chef, and he's redefining Peruvian food. You know, there's so much diversity in culinary diversity in Peru, and like 120 different types of salt. Oh, you there, Rick?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So I think Virgilio Martinez is going to be very exciting, and also another one that I'm really looking forward to seeing is a fellow by the name of Enrique Olvera, who is here from Puglia in Mexico, and currently number 36 on the world's top 50.
Well, they're all world class chefs. You know, not to say that there's not world class chefs here in Australia.
Well, also on that list, mate, our good buddy Karen Martini, Aaron Turner from Loam down in just down near Geelong. I mean, there's a wonderful mix of Australian chefs that are going to be a part of this. You know, Marty Boats, who's from Longgrain, Melbourne, Sydney, a really good collection of some very, very talented people.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, and especially for me, the theme is one of the best that the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival's ever done.
I'm in my years of involvement as a masterclass host and stuff. I think it's wonderful to see a central theme that runs through the festival, and I think Earth this year is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Because, you know, being from the earth is sort of also sort of spiritual, you know.
And it's also working with the way that we are shifting our focus and shifting our gaze when it comes to the way we do eat and drink and what we do to the earth.
It's going to be a great learning curve for everyone that attends, because it's not only what comes from the earth, but also how we need to look after it for, you know, our children and their children, so on and so on.
Absolutely. Well, mate, always good to talk to you. Next time we'll get you to walk up the laneway and come into the studio.
Great. Thank you very much.
A pleasure. That's Ricardo. You too, mate. That's Ricardo Mimesso. He is from Sati Restaurant. Sati's just here. Like I said before, I could spit to Sati. It's so close here to Joy. It's a great restaurant, and Rick is a wonderful proponent of everything that is very much a part of Melbourne. We will have a couple of wee messages, and I shall be back to talk further with you. We might even have another song, I think. This is Cravings here on Joy 94.9. It's 16 minutes to 2.
Joy 94.9.
Just before we go to the song, I have a message. Hi, I'm just wondering if these masterclasses you are talking about right now are available only during the festival or year-round. That's from Jeffrey. Jeffrey, thank you for the message. They are part of the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, which runs from the 1st to the 17th of March 2013. They don't happen year-round. There are opportunities, I guess, year-round to learn from some of our very talented chefs here in Melbourne. But you can go to the festival website, melbournefoodandwine.com.au. You'll find out all the information there about next year's theme and some of the events that are happening. What will also happen on through those 17 days is a whole bunch of umbrella events, and that's an opportunity for Melbourne business, restaurants and what have you to put their own spin on that theme of Earth. And I already know there are going to be some cracking events happening as part of the umbrella program through the festival. We'll be talking, of course, a little closer to the festival to some of their representatives, whether we have a chat again to Natalie O'Brien, who's the CEO. We drag her in every year. I think it's going to probably be her fourth festival here on Joy. So we'll bring more to you. We'll also hope to bring you a live broadcast from the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival next year, as we will hope to do from Noosa as well. We've done that before earlier this year. Lots coming up on this program, taking you a little bit out on the road rather than just having you listen to my voice and that of my guests in the studio. I've been playing a few covers today, and I do have another one. This is, I think, one of the very perfect covers of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. This is Rufus Wainwright with his version, which you may know from Shrek. It's 13 minutes to 2 here on Cravings on Joy 94.9. I'm Pete Dillon. After 2 o'clock, Fender Benders will be with you.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, we do love a weekend show here on Joy 94.9. This is Cravings. I'm Pete Dillon. I'm taking you through until 2 o'clock, when the lovely lads from Fender Bender will join us. They'll get you all revved up talking about cars. My use of puns today have been very, very poor. My brain's in a bit of a state. So I thought I should get Tim in, who presents that program, because I think we've got a bit of a crossover here. There's an event on in the next couple of weeks called Toast to the Coast. Mm-hmm. And it's happening in Geelong, and it's looking at the Geelong wine region, for example.
Fabulous.
What's a good way to get hold, if you don't own a vehicle? A lot of people have a license, but they don't have a vehicle. Mm. A good way of getting hold of a vehicle and being able to take a drive to some of Melbourne's sort of outer regions and look at wines and things.
And all that kind of thing. Look, up until a few years ago, Pete, I actually didn't have a car, which is a little bit crazy for somebody who calls himself a car nut. Mm. So I was a serial hirer of cars.
Right.
And I love that, because you get to try a different car every time. Mm. And sure, that, you know, the thousands of people that have hired it before you have ripped the thing to shreds. But it's always fun to try a new car and get out there and see some amazing things like that. And I'm a bit mad for that wine region. My parents and my sister live down there.
Oh, in Geelong.
Well, my sister's in Bannockburn.
Yep.
And parents are down near Scotchman's Hill area.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
There are some lovely wine regions down there. There's also, if you take a drive out the Ballarat Road.
Yeah.
Sort of just past Melton, just in and around Rockbank and Toolan Vale. there's some great little wines being made around there.
Really?
And they are seriously, you know, as 40 minutes from the centre of Melbourne.
That's crackers.
I know.
And you can, you know, get out there. As well as doing the hiring thing, there's that new, you can, you know, you see the cars on the street that are parked in a special spot.
Oh, those sharing business.
Yeah. Mm, so that's an option as well. It's a little bit cheaper.
Well, that's a very good idea. Yeah. I should think about that as well.
Because you know, go.
I drive a car, but
you do
my new car. But yes, it's nice to have that idea of going and hiring a sports car.
Well, and that you can do. Look, it might cost a little bit more to get something sporty or something a bit European, but once in a while, why not do it? Get something with a top down.
Pop down the coast. Put something nice in there beside you. Hair blowing in the wind. I can see it coming. What's coming up on your program this afternoon, good sir?
We have a jam-packed show. We've got the fabulous Byron Matthew Darkus, who's a wonderful motoring writer, coming in to talk about
what's his name?
Byron Matthew Darkus.
Oh, it's a very fancy name.
Yes, it's a little bit Grecian.
I like that.
And he's going to be talking about the winners and losers from the Paris Motor Show that he was at recently.
Fancy.
And we're going to be chatting to a bloke by the name of Paul Mathers from the Motor Classica, which is on this weekend up at the Royal Exhibition Buildings, which is all these fabulous old classic cars, and you can get down there and have a look at them. So
I was away in Ballarat a couple of weeks ago. I look at some food and wine offerings in Ballarat, and I got chauffeured around for a couple of hours in a 1937 Studebaker.
Oh, wow. How was that?
It was magnificent. I'm not a big car person. I need something that will get me from A to B. Mm. We've got a text message. Somebody just says, get a press car. and that would be thank you to the president of Joy 94.9 and the host of Saturday Magazine, David McCarthy, who I believe has just got a press car back. He might have one that you could loan for
a while. Exactly. I mean,
Mercedes that's been in Sydney.
Hint, hint, Macca. Thank you very much.
I'll have that for a week. Thanks, Macca. I need to get a Noosa.
Exactly.
So you're talking to this chap about the Paris Car Show and Motor Classica.
Motor Classica, and a bit of a wrap of the Australian International Motor Show wraps up this week, and there's been heaps of new releases and concepts at that. So we're going to be doing a bit of a wrap up of that as well.
Have you seen the new Lexus concept?
Oh, the sporty thing, the LFLC, that thing is sex.
That is sex on wheels, yep. I give you that. Now, which boys have you got with you today? Because it's sort of a bit of a rolling roster. You've got your English fellows,
your tattooed fellows
and your tall fellows.
Look, I've got an English and a tall one today. Mike and Dan will be joining Byron and myself today. So
Studio full of boys.
It'll be smelly afterwards, so I apologise to the guys from Being There, Done That when we leave. But but that's all right.
Fine. Yeah. So Being There, Done That is on after you?
Correct, at 3 o'clock.
Lovely. All right. Well, stay tuned. That's Fender Benders here on Joy 94.9 with Tim and the team. They'll be talking all about cars and getting you all revved up for the afternoon. I'm going to play a couple of messages, and then we might just finish with another little cover track today, because I've been doing those because I felt like it, and I probably sang half of them last night as well. So a couple of messages, and I'll be back to wrap this baby up.
Joy 94.9.
0427 Joy 949. You can send an SMS through if you have a question about any of those things that Tim told you for those lovely Fender Bender boys. We didn't get to talk to Toast to the Coast today. We will have a chat to them probably next week. And there's a couple of minutes to go, and I thought I've been playing some interesting little covers today, and this is probably going to be the most interesting of the lot. My name has been Pete Dillon. This has been Cravings. This is Joy 94.9, and I shall see you next week. Until then, keep yourself nice.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.